This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
As you heard from Secretary Yellen, the U.S.-China economic relationship is complicated. But you get away from the high-level controversies down to the doing business nuts and bolts, and it all comes down to a person having a good idea that the market likes. True, most of the time. Not true for a guy who came up with one of the hottest toys in all of China last summer. Marketplace's Jennifer Peck has that one.
In the central Chinese city of Wuhan, college student Zhou Wenhao studies marine engineering by day. By night, he's tinkering with 3D printers. 2 years ago, he designed a mini toy switchblade and called it a carrot knife because the plastic blade is orange. He films it and posts it on the video platform Bilibili.
In the first 2 weeks, the video didn't get much traction. Then it got hundreds of thousands of views, and I sold a couple hundred carrot knives.
Orders started to fizzle. Zhou Wenhao moved on to other designs. And last summer, at the urging of a friend, he uploaded the carrot knife video again, this time on another platform, TikTok's Chinese sister site, Douyin.
It got 5 million views. Then some manufacturers started hyping the toy online.
Among them, manufacturer and seller Yu Pinghai. He says the carrot knife was a good idea, so he wanted to copy it. He hesitated at first because the design was pretty simple.
If the technical barrier is very low, there would be lots of other imitators, and the price would go down till there would be no profits. I didn't want to join the price war, so I normally wouldn't do it.
But he didn't have any other product on hand, so he took the carrot knife design.
It was just a coincidence and luck that I became one of the first to manufacture the carrot knife, and I sold a lot.
He did so because he's some 400 miles east of Wuhan in Yiwu City. Factories there are known for producing all things small. Again, inventor Zhou Wenhao.
When the carrot knife went viral, manufacturers and sellers in Yiwu didn't care about copyright.
A lot of them just skimmed his design. This didn't bother him, at first, because he was busy with orders for another one of his products.
I had no time for new orders. Besides, I thought the carrot knife was an old product and would not last long on the market.
He was very wrong. News reports say carrot knives were all the rage last summer among elementary students, a customer base he didn't think to target, because his carrot knives retail at $4, whereas ones from Yiwu, less than $1.50 each.
From making plastic molds, manufacturing, and logistics, it's all concentrated in one area. That's why Yiwu's production cost is so cheap.
These industrial clusters are the reason you have a lot of toys selling for cheap on Amazon. Chinese factories make money by selling a lot and moving quickly. Again, toy manufacturer Yu Pinghai.
In the Yiwu business circle, information spreads fast. Production of the carrot knife lasted 2 to 3 months.
But by last fall, news reports were questioning the safety of carrot knives, and sales collapsed. Inventor Zhou Wenhao estimates between 10 and 100 million carrot knives were sold. Of those, he made maybe 500.
I earned less than $900 from the carrot knife.
He did try to work with the factory, but one of the partners ran away with all the money. Over a meal of braised fish, he says a patent would not have helped him in time.
In the internet era, things can be easily amplified, but things that come fast can go just as fast.
He says the best way to earn money is to control the manufacturing and sales process yourself, and somehow not get swallowed up by China's manufacturing machine. In Wuhan, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.